I'm happy to come here again. So I come here. I came here the last WinHack, and then I explained Windows 10 S. And today I will explain kind of the update on Windows 10 S, and also the new SKU, which is the Windows Temporal Workstations. So who want to hear about Windows 10 S today? Oh, really? Get more. And how about the Windows 10 Pro for Workstation? How many people want to hear the Windows 10 Pro for Workstation? Maybe. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. So, okay, so I hope that you will enjoy this now, Windows 10 Pro, Windows 10 S, and Windows 10 Pro for Workstations. But first, I just want to make sure, though, be clear here. So, Windows 10 S and the Windows 10 Pro for Workstation is totally different SKUs. And then I'm the SKU PM, so SKU, the SKU PM, which is I need to make sure that this new SKU is capable for you to ship the system to customer. So my work is from the engineering perspective, I will make sure this new SKU will be able to, you will be able to use this new SKU to ship the product to the customer. That's my job. And then Windows 10 S is, we started this journey from the education, but actually this expands from the education to consumer and the commercial. So this is a more kind of broad set of the user. So we want to expand this more and more and more. I will explain a little bit more. Windows 10 Pro for Workstation is more kind of a very super kind of limited purpose, which is for the high-end user. So I will explain a little bit more, but Windows 10 S and Workstation is totally different. So I want to make sure I will clearly explain what topic I'm talking about, then you will know, oh, this is the topic for the Windows 10 S, and this is the Windows 10 Pro for Workstations. Like I said, I plan to explain two editions. So one is the Windows 10 S, the other one is the Windows 10 Pro for Workstations. So I will jump in Windows 10 S. So Windows 10 S, we explained last time, and we keep explaining this at for a website or some other event, which is streamlined for security and the superior performance. You know, Windows 10 S, every application comes through store. So this means Microsoft verified the application, and we know it works well, and the user feels safe to use the application. And also, the Windows 10 S is the best expression of the Windows experience. So Windows experience, like Edge, store application, Ink, or the Windows Hello. So Windows 10 S basically supports everything, except for the outside of the application, outside from the store. That way, user will be able to feel safe, and also this will be improve the performance for the overtime. So I will explain a little bit more details. Windows 10 S priority here is first, is to delight our customer. So we want to work with you to delight our customer to have more Windows 10 S system from your OEM device and from your the ITV component, and also the ISV applications. And then delight our customer, and then drive market adoption, which you will give to now, provide us more kind of the data from the user to improve more and more and more. And then, actually, this is a new category of the device. And then build momentum. This is our priority right now. I want to explain the Windows 10 S journey, how we work, and then how we go for the future. So 2017, we announced the May 2017 that we announced the Windows 10 S, and then we announced actually the education event. So at the time, because we explained this at the education event, so people, some user confused, oh, Windows 10 S is only for the education. But that is not true. Windows 10 S is not only for the education, but the commercial and the consumer. So I will explain a little bit more details here. And then we have the first device shipment in June timeframe. So first device, you know, it was a Surface laptop. And then we have a lot of the other device just after the Surface laptop launch. And then we have the education device at almost the same time, but this is the education device is more kind of the education customer can order OEM partner to get the device, but we have the multiple device there with Windows 10 S. We also built this through the MSDN in July timeframe for user, for the developer, can try the Windows 10 S and can test the Windows 10 S. And we also provide an education customer free trial in the August timeframe. For education customer can try free Windows 10 S, and then make sure that they will be able to try and evaluate on their the organization. So you know, education customer has a different schedule. So this is not just easy to kind of one time per year schedule. So that is why we wanna allow the education customer to try for the evaluate the Windows 10 S on the organization. We also provide a release in the WIP, Windows Insider Preview, in August timeframe. So right now, if you're on the WIP, and then you'll be able to get the latest build from Microsoft, and you'll be able to try so through the WIP. So this, the moment is more kind of the education customer and developer customer who can try the Windows 10 S. And then we have the commercial device announcement at the Ignite September timeframe. So at the Ignite, we explained some of the device with Windows 10 S for the commercial user. And then we are getting a consumer device for Holiday 17 this year. So we are getting more devices from you, OEM partner, and the IGB and ISV partner. And then IGB and ISV partner for the Windows 10 S. And then we'll have more commercial device 2018. So at the Ignite event, we explain the first line worker opportunity with Microsoft 365 F1. So we also introduce the devices here. As you can see, we studied education, right? But we will have the more consumer device Holiday 70 this year, and then we have more device, commercial device next year. So that's how we started this Windows 10 S journey, and then we will grow this more and more and more. So this is kind of the screenshot explaining educational. This is the event which we introduced. You can click this link. I understand that this will be shared. We will share the slide later. So you'll be able to click this link, but you'll be able to see we have this website to explaining the education kind of announcement at the May timeframe. And also we have the link to the free trial. And this is more consumer moment, but this is introducing Windows 10 S. This is our website explaining this is a new Windows S and how you work and how you can try, how you can use. And actually for the consumer moment 2017 this year, I actually checked the Amazon. So, and then I could check this device last week. So, you know, US is a Black Friday, so this is a good deal for the Black Friday deal with these Asus and Acer Windows 10 S system, and then also have the Surface laptop system. But we have actually the consumer device in market, which the consumer user will be able to get, and then they will enjoy the Windows 10 S. And then this is our kind of example for the commercial moment, which is we announcing the Windows 10 S device for first line worker with Microsoft 365 F1. And then we are working with this partner to have the Windows 10 S device for Microsoft 365 F1. So now you can see, last June, I explained Windows 10 S. At the time, there's basically no device there. And then that's kind of the tough to, we just started the journey at the May-June timeframe this year. And now you can see this consumer device and then commercial device will come, and you'll be able to feel, okay, Windows 10 S is coming right now, and then this is the best timing for you to jump in if you haven't planned yet. And also, if you already have the plan yet, this is a great timing for you to expand this more and more and more. 2017 is more kind of we started this journey. 2018 is, and then 2019 will be more grow and scale timeframe. So, I strongly encourage you to consider to have a device with Windows 10 S. I just want to quickly jump in, kind of quick recap about what is a Windows 10 S. So Windows 10 S is actually the application developer Windows Store only. So this actually the Microsoft verified security. So any application on the system, we verify, and then that is why user can feel safe when using the Windows 10 S system. Performance that last, which is because we verified our application, so application cannot for example, cannot add themselves into the startup, or they cannot add in a lot of registry key on a registry Hive. So that is why this performance, actually we can prevent win-loss situation, which is the user can feel, okay, first day performance will stay maybe after 100 days or 365 days. And then most importantly here, this is Windows, you know. This is not just kind of different version of Windows and then people need to separate to use this. This is just Windows. So either you can use Windows Hello, Cortana, Edge, Pen, Touch, Store, Windows Update, Xbox, and Office. So basically, this is a Windows. So that's kind of the big value prop for Windows 10 S. For example, my daughter and my son, they are the high school and they are middle school. They are doing the homework in school, in home, and then they are using the Windows. They can use the Windows 10 S. They can create a document using the Word Office. They can create a PowerPoint Office, and then they can create a video. Sometimes they create a video and then using the Windows Store application. And then they upload these homework to the SharePoint, school SharePoint, using the Edge. That's kind of the educational example, but they can use this Windows 10 S. And also, I'm using the Windows 10 S every day, and then I can feel safe when I check the internet, and then there's no concern that this internet will give me some kind of virus or some the bad application, because the Windows 10 S can prevent this kind of stuff. Only application run from store, so I know the application, every application on this system work well. So that is the power of Windows 10 S. And also, I have the other slide here, but actually though, if user think I have the application which ideally need to work, and it doesn't work on a Windows 10 S because this application come from ISB website, then user can easily switch to Pro. So that's also the one of the feature with the Windows 10 S has. So if user feel, oh, I really need to use a Windows 10 Pro system, then user can easily switch to Pro. Because we have every application will be certified by Microsoft, meaning the application from store. So actually we are working with the principal technology and we work together to evaluate the performance. And then you can actually click the link and then you can download PDF. But this is the actual PDF and I just capture, and then you'll be able to see 50% longer battery life and up to 80% better boot performance. You can see details how this research using the comparing the system, but basically that's simply, this is basically the comparing is store application versus third-party Win32 application with updater. So application updater, sometimes application has their updater, and then this updater keep checking the update to the website, their website. So because of the UWP application doesn't do like that, so 50% longer battery life and 80% better boot performance, we have this data. So pre-check this link, and then you'll be able to see the details. And then if you have any customer that they feel, hey, what is actually how improve this performance perspective, then you'll be able to check this document as one example. And like I said, so Windows 10 S, we have the Office application, and the Office in the Windows Store. We know Windows 10 S system, there's a lot of users actually using the Office applications and Edge. That is kind of the main, most the use case for user from the Windows 10 S. And then we also got the NPS data. NPS is the Net Promoter Score, which can show us now how people think satisfied with this Windows 10 S device. And then we have actually a great score for the NPS data comparing the other Windows devices. So Windows 10 S, we know there's people using this system, using the Office and Edge, or some UWP store application, and then they are happy to using the Windows 10 S. And if people feel, oh, I want to use more, then people can easily switch to Pro. So switch pro happen from the setting. So user can go to the setting and the activation, and the user can see the switch to pro, and then go to store, and then go to store, they can go to this page, and then switch to Windows 10 Pro, and then install, then it's just quick process. Now, last week, I demo with the Toshiba system, but it just spent maybe 3-5 minutes, and then boom, user, you can use the Windows 10 Pro system. So if user think they want to use the Windows 10 Pro, then they can do that. So that's the power of the Windows 10 S. Also want to explain this interesting topic, which is a remote application. I keep explaining to you that, hey, every application should come from a store. But this title, this one said the WinSided application on 10S. So this is actually the virtualization technology. So using the remote desktop service. So you know, remote desktop service is basically the virtualization on the 10S system and the access to the server, and the application run on the server side. And then this application, Windows 10S system, user can interact with the application. And they actually run on the server side. So that is why WinSided application works on the 10S. It's more kind of looks like works on the 10S, but it actually works. So I just want to show you the demo, how it works, and then you'll be able to see it's really the kind of useful solution one. So remote application demo. Actually, I tested this scenario here yesterday, but it didn't work well because of the network connection here. So I actually took a video. So you'll be able to see the videos, and I will explain. So could you play the video? Yes. OK, so I just want to make sure this is a Windows 10 system. I love this background image. So this is only for the Windows 10. I love this the picture. So first, I want to make sure this is actually running the Windows 10. To check the Windows 10 or not, I can just type in the WinBar and then showing the this is actually Windows 10, or you can go into the setting and you'll be able to see this is actually Windows 10. But okay, so this is a Windows 10 system. Remote application is easy to set up. So remote app in the desktop, you can just see this in the pre-installed application. It's already pre-installed. And you click, and then you'll be able to click the access remote application detail desktop. So user can add in the URL or your email address, which ID administrator the setup, and then adding here, then click, then this will be set up. So I will use this in existing, this is a demo purpose, but the Microsoft folks are creating this one. So I will use this existing the connection. So once I connected this remote desktop service, actually this remote desktop service provide a list of the application to local system automatically. So I can see this remote application folder, and I can see this bunch of the application which IT administrator set up. So I can see 7-Zip, Git Bash, GitHub, and for example, Notepad++. I can run this application from here, or actually this as it looks like local application, actually this looks like really local application. I can type Notepad and it show up like this. So it's kind of searching a local application. And then once I click, it connects to the remote server. And then connecting the server, and then you'll be able to see some notification here once connected to the remote application desktop connection. It now connects to the server side from Windows 10 system and runs WinSided application. I love video. There's no fail. So love this. And then this is the WinSided application on Windows 10 system, and I can interact this application in the Halloween hack I just added, and then I type new, and actually, even this is a server-side application, I can save copy as, let's see, and then if I type this new and then save here, then this will show up like this. So this is not just working on the server side, it also can interact the server side in the local system, and then it can save the data to the local system as well. This looks like kind of local application, but it actually running on the server side. That is why it works on the Windows 10 system. And then also you can pretend this is kind of enterprise solution, and then some commercial customer has some WinSided application, which it's tough for them to migrate this application to UWP or store application, bridge solution. So Nike administrator can just publish this application to server, and then user can connect the server and they can use interact with this application. And then this capability, saving the local file, is controlled by, should be is able to control by the IT administrator on the organization. So if IT administrator think this application treated very confidential information, like user data or some financial data, then IT administrator can set this application can only access to the server side, not the local, and the user cannot save the file to local. They can control that. So this is basically controlled by IT administrator, but they can control this application, how you work, how you launch, and how save the data to the local or not. So please go back in the slide. Thank you. So I just want to explain the rest of the item here. So basically what I explained, so this is the enterprise scenario. So IT administrator create the RDS deployment, remote desktop service deployment, either on-premise or Azure. We recommend you to use Azure because it's easy to create, easy to manage, but if you have a domain join, traditional domain join system, you can do that. And then publish the desired application, and then actually when set up, IT administrator will have the link URL to the remote desktop service, or IT administrator also can set the email address as a kind of permission to access remote desktop service. And then what the user need to do is easily find the remote application desktop connection from the Windows 10 system, and by username or group policy, and done, it will happen. Remote application itself is not only for the Windows 10. So you know, remote desktop, this is more kind of Windows service. But because of Windows 10, because of this Windows 10 has the security promise for the customer, for the user, so this remote application works very well with Windows 10 for the enterprise scenario. So if you have any question or more, if you want to get more information, you can just access the akms.rds, and then you'll be able to see kind of template how you can set up, and then you'll be able to try this remote application. I just want to switch gear more about the how part. So Windows 10, I explained that this is a journey and then what kind of the feature we have. So this is more kind of going back to how you can create a Windows 10 drive device. So that's this is a Windows 10 driver requirement, which we keep updating. So with new information we have, so for example, we have the whole creator update. So we update the information with some whole creator update with the information with whole creator update. So driver requirement, you'll be able to check this, but basically this is actually linked, it's also aligned with DCHU requirement, which we will have more conversation this WinHack event. And the one note here is the last time I explained this requirement, we have the here is a coin storer allowance. So you can use a coin storer to install the some other stuff. So, but from RS3, which is a full creator update, we actually removed this the allowance. So we changed this in the coin storer part. So you need to make sure you will not use a coin storer for your driver. And it also has a kind of the down below, has a, this blocked inbox component. And then we also updating this, and then this is information for full creator update. So we added the one, default install.exe is actually the new blocked inbox component. So blocked inbox component is actually we carefully review inbox component and make sure any inbox component which actually affects some the risk of the security and also the performance, actually we adding this item into the kind of the list of the blocked. And then even this is the inbox, it doesn't work. For example, cmd.exe doesn't work on the Windows 10 system. WinDVG doesn't work, or legacy doesn't work. So that is why, that is how we can protect the user on the system that they doesn't have any kind of malicious access to the registry key or some the cmd.exe to change the system state. And we will keep evaluating list of the components. So maybe we have new component for the RS4 time, next Windows release time frame. But this is for now, the RS3, creator, for creators, the list of the item for the for creators update. Actually, I used this slide last WinHack. So this is exact the same slide. So there's no change. So sometimes we change something. So then it's surprise, this is not changed. So it is the exact same slide which I used the WinHack June timeframe. Because I got some question still that how you can create and how Windows 10S manufacturing works. Because Windows 10S system, you know, unsigned code doesn't work. So people want to know how you work. Basically, this is the upper side is a manufacturing scenario, and then lower side is a service scenario. So manufacturing scenario, so we ask you to secure boot recommended off, and manufacturing registry key, which we have the, this key information at the MSDN, and I can send you. But basically, you will set the manufacturing registry key, and then this is the manufacturing registry key line, enable. And then secure boot recommended off. Then script unsigned code works on your manufacturing system, manufacturing process. So you have the manufacturing tools which they need. You need to check the, for example, some hardware status or hardware state or some testing, some kind of the performance testing or something. You'll be able to use once you set out the manufacturing registry key and the secure boot off. And then, because this is a pre-UBI, so before UBI, so it work. Once we go in the UBI, and then this is the code integrity policy enabled. So CI policy is basically doing the protecting the system. It's kind of the checking the actually the code have the right signature for the WCO, ILAM, and the Windows sign or the store sign. So these only four signs will work on the Windows 10 system. So once the control integrity policy enable, unsigned code doesn't work, script doesn't work, and then we want to ask you to secure boot on, and then manufacturing registry key disable. Basically, remove the manufacturing registry key because this is only for manufacturing. Recovery scenario here, after UBI. So recovery scenario, the script actually enable, but this should be WinRE extensibility script only, and unsigned code doesn't work, and then secure boot should be enabled, and then manufacturing registry key is disabled because it's after manufacturing. There's a servicing scenario we know, so there's an OEM partner want to have servicing. Then if you're using WinPE, then script and unsigned code work. And manufacturing registry key is not applicable because this is not the manufacturing scenario. And then once going to the customer existing Windows, script and unsigned code disable and secure boot is enabled. That's how Windows 10 S you can use the, you can, for example, test the Windows 10 S system here because you can run the script and the unsigned code. And then once we go into the after UBI, then this will be only the recovery and the WinPE. This is also same slide. I don't change anything. For the last from the last WinHack conversation, so WinPE behaves the same way today. Where WinSide unsigned binary are load to run with secure boot disable or enable. We recommend it off, but it will work and even the secure boot on. And then recovery in the WinRE. Important thing here: the third-party recovery solution solutions are not supported. And then CMD prompt in our WinRE will be supported to run inbox tools only. And PBL extensive script is supported only for the purpose of restoring OEM customization. Apply via CMD script and not call any of the broken inbox component, which I just showed you, the broken inbox component. And the UBI fast logon command is not supported. And then batch files are only supported if a manufacturing registry key enabled. And manufacturing registry key must be disabled prior to customer UBI. So when customers see the UBI, this manufacturing registry should be removed, right? So to do so, for example, this is one of the idea here, is that if using the system, Shift-F10 to validate the UBI, then at the time, Shift-F10, you would delete the manufacturing registry and shut down the system. Then once the customer get this system, this will be CI policy on UBI. That's our way to guide it. This is our guidance to you. We also got some question about the driver publishing, which is because some OEM partner using the same hardware for Windows 10 Nest system and the Windows 10 Home or Pro system. So how distinguish a driver for Windows 10 Nest and Windows 10 Home Pro? Because Windows 10 S right now is a special driver requirement. For the future, we want to have just one driver work on the Windows 10 S and the Windows 10 Pro for Home, Pro and Home. But we know this is a time that you have the two version of driver. So how you can distinguish these drivers? When publishing a Windows update, for Windows 10 S driver, please submit as a 10 S driver. So you need a checkbox on. And then version number is driver version, the date, and then driver version. And when sub-publish the Home or Pro driver, or Home and Pro driver, please change the driver version is greater than this driver version. So you can see here, 10.0.1.0 is a 10.1.1.0. So one is a greater than this driver. Then this driver will go into the Windows 10 system, even the same hardware ID. And then this driver will go into this Windows 10 Home Pro. This driver doesn't go to the Windows 10 S because they don't check, submit as, they don't, this driver doesn't submit as a Windows 10 S driver. And then this will have a newer driver. So that is why Windows 10 Home Pro will have this driver. So you'll be able to this way to distinguish a driver for Windows 10 S system and the Windows 10 Home in the Pro system. I also want to have this information for you to make sure you are aware what it is here. So random number generation, we call RNG. So actually, from four creators update, Windows 10 S rely on this RNG value, which is came from the EFI driver for switch to Pro experience. So if the system doesn't have RNG, it's not supporting RNG on the UEFI, so switch to Pro experience is kind of broken. So that is why we want to ask you to support an RNG protocol, and then we will set this as a requirement from next Windows release. But we found there's an in-market system which doesn't support an RNG protocol. So that is why we have some guidance here. So first I want to explain how you can check the RNG. So basically the licensing diag on RS3 can check this value. So if you have a system and then if you want to check, oh, my system actually support RNG or not, so you'll be able to move to RS3 or you can use an RS3 image, run licensing diag, so you don't need to do the switch to Pro itself. So licensing diag works on the 10S system, and then you also work on a Pro system, but you don't need to. You only need to do RS3 image. Run licensing diag from start, open the log file, which said the Windows policy data.xml file. Please find policy name FDE6DEB3. So I always try to search first 5 FDE6D, and then you'll be able to find the result. This looks like this or looks like this. So if the result like this, you find FDE6D, and then this result said 0xc004f012, this means the device doesn't support RNG. If you search and then you find like this result, it's kind of a random number because this is a random number generation. So if you find this number, then this means that your device supports RNG. So, and then if you support RNG device, then you'll be able to ship now with RS3 image. If you find you don't have, if you find this result, which means that your device doesn't support RNG, you need to include the 11 defects, which will be available, I believe, today. But you need to include this fix into the system to make sure user will have no issue when they will do the switch to Pro. So that's how it works. So that's I hope that it makes sense for you. And then we also got some question about how you can test the Windows 10 system. So one way is like I explained, so when the manufacturing process, you'll be able to test because your third-party kind of inserted application, unsigned code works on the manufacturing process. So you'll be able to run this manufacturing the manufacturing process and then test Windows 10 S. The other way is using Windows 10 Pro with a CI policy. So Windows 10 Pro, you can debug WinDVG work, and then you'll be able to debug the system or test the system with Windows 10 Pro. And then adding a CI policy on, which will actually you can change, you can check this link, and then you'll be able to actually kind of pretend this system is looks like Windows 10 S, but it's actually Windows 10 Pro. So you'll be able to check the error or the event viewer and then see, oh, this error does mean that you need to fix this for the Windows 10 S. But basically, you'll be able to check this works on the Windows 10 S system or not. And obviously, you'll be able to use the Windows 10 S build, which is MSDN or education. Actually, also that you can try the education site to test the Windows 10 S. That's a list of the resource reference, which I just want to quickly explain. We had session last year, this year. June timeframe, this is a kind of first explanation of Windows 10 S, and then 10 S driver requirement, and then how you can drive a publishing to the Windows update, introducing Windows 10 S on the marketing page. This is a test for the education customer, and Windows 10 S manufacturing overview, which kind of the details of what just quickly explained the two page, so you can see the details. And then this is test your Windows apps for Windows 10 S. It looks like only for the application, but it actually works as for your the driver or the any other kind of driver-related application as well. Comparison S and Pro, which is our kind of research data, which you'll be able to see how the Windows 10 S improved the system. Ignite session, we explained this in the commercial device, and the first line worker, and the Microsoft Education, which explained in the Intune, which is a very perfect solution with Windows 10 S for the educational customer. So that's a Windows 10 S. I want to go into the Windows 10 Pro for Workstation. Because this is a totally different topic, and I believe that's the first time for us to explain this kind of this way to details about Windows 10 Pro for Workstations. We have actually the one blog page explaining what it is, but I think this is the first time for the explaining the details of the engineering for the Windows 10 Pro Workstation. Because this is for the advanced user, so I want to pretend I'm the advanced user. I will get the jacket and then make sure I'll be more advanced user. Still has some funny, but Okay, so Windows 10 Pro Workstation. I would start the Windows 10 Pro. So from Microsoft perspective, Windows Pro is for business, is commercial use. Most comprehensive security and with best-in-class management tools and enhanced productivity to keep your business on the right track. That is a Windows 10 Pro. And then that's also kind of the same explaining, but same thing, but in the details about the whole the kind of each pillar, what is a Windows 10 Pro means business. So Windows 10 Pro for Workstation is based on the Windows 10 Pro, but we are adding the more advanced capability on this new SKU to ensure the user will be able to use this new SKU for their kind of high-end workload. So advanced work demands performance. For example, data scientists, research engineer, they actually transforming big data into the input signals and a meaningful input, and then they can analyze the data. So that's their kind of treatment of tremendous data. It's big, big, big data. It's also true for the researcher and an engineer who are doing kind of machine learning or some other stuff. So they need to have the capability for the kind of the subgrade hardware capability. And then this is more kind of processing time equal productivity. So if it takes one day to analyze some data, so it just kind of need to wait one day. But if you can imagine that if you can finish this work on only 1 hour, 2 hours, it's mean the productivity. That's great for this target in the segment of the customer. And a CAD professional is a computer aided design professional. Actually, their kind of typical use, typical common scenario is downloading a bunch of data from the server, and then they are processing it with the high performance relating application, and then send back to this data workload to back to the server, main repository. So that's how the CAD professional is working. And then media professional or graphic designer, including freelancers, they are processing the big data and then creating the more bigger data. And then they can actually using the more kind of enormous amount of data. And also this has an IP intellectual property through their work. So for people in these roles, saving time and then secure the ensuring the security is very important for these customers. So that's why we create this Windows 10 Pro for workstations. So we started this journey. This is also the journey, not only just kind of, hey, we just this now for create update and done. It's not just like that. So we started this journey in for create update. And then at the time for create update, we actually based on supporting the four pillars. And then this is mainly targeting enabling a server grade hardware. One is the REFS, persistent memory, faster file sharing, and expanded hardware support, which is four CPU slot, physical four CPU slot, and the 6 TB memory. So we will keep investing this new skill, and then for the next Windows release, we will add more performance capability on this new SKU. But on the RS3, the whole creators update, so we actually, the main targeting is enabling the harder server-grade hardware. So I want to go into the kind of the details of the each one. So REFS. So you know REFS is a resistant file system. So we introduced this technology on the server side, Windows 2012. And then this is optimized for handling large data volume, and it automatically detects and correct latent corruption. So you will use it with a storage space, but it will protect your data. So how you work? When one of the mirror derived corrupt data, REFS found, and the REFS tried to find a healthy copy of your data, and then get back this data into the corrupted data. So they will overwrite the corrupted data, then this will be able to kind of, you'll be able to feel safe, and your data will be protected by using the REFS in the storage space. So there's a hardware dependency as well, because this is a storage space in a mirror device, so you need to have a multiple data drives. And then when you try this the REFS with workstation SKU, so you need to, you can refer this document and how you can test. And then there's one constellation here is right now, REFS is for the data disk only. So you need to have an NTFS boot, the NTFS desk, so for the OS will boot. That's REFS. There's one other question, which the REFS, if you use Windows 10, maybe the previous Windows 10, Windows 10 system, so actually, the previous Windows 10 system allow you to kind of create the REFS volume. So from for creators update, actually, if you want to create the REFS volume, you need to use workstation SKU or enterprise SKU. So one clarification here is enterprise SKU always has every feature which pro the feature, workstation feature. So enterprise SKU is more kind of superset. So if you want to create a new volume with REFS, you need to use a workstation SKU or enterprise SKU. But if you already have the REFS volume, then you'll be able to use, and you can save the file. It's possible on the Windows 10 Pro or even the home system. So persistent memory is we support the whole creator update with workstation SKU, NVDIMM. So NVDIMM is a non-volatile memory module. Non-volatile memory module, NVDIMM. And then actually there's some kind of variation of NVDIMM. So what we support on the whole creator update, on the workstation SKU is NVDIMM. So basically, this is a memory module. So that's so fast. Just quickly read and write. So your application, kind of computer intensive application, need to have kind of fast read and fast write. So NVDIMM can support you, support the customer, and because this is a memory speed. And also, this is because of non-volatile memory. So your file will stay, be there, even when you shut down. So you can use this memory as kind of a storage with the memory speed. That's so fast. And obviously, the hardware dependency here, you need to have a system with non-volatile memory module. And then how to test is, this is you need to check the BIOS, chipset, the partition format, the repeated cycle power and write, and you'll be able to check. The other investment area here is SME Direct. We support the SME Direct on the workstation SKU from the full creator update. So SME Direct, it's already used on the server side. So this is actually for the, it's the network adapter that have the remote direct memory access RDMA capability. And then network adapter that have RDMA can function at the full speed, very low latency, and also the very less CPU power. This is ideal for IO intensive workload of workstations. And then to use this SMB direct, you need to have a system with SMB device with RDMA capable NICs. And also, like the media professional or some advanced user, they actually download the file and upload the file, which means they need to have RDMA capable NIC on the client side, also server side. And then these RDMA capable NICs talk to each other and they have a faster file sharing. And then you'll be able to see this link to how you can test. And then consideration here is actually there's two types of RDMA. It's a iWARP and a Roche. And we strongly recommend iWARP. And you'll be able to check list of the NIC which support iWARP or the Roche from this link, which basically the server cutter, but you'll be able to use on the client system if you want. So that's SME Direct. And the last pillar here is expanding the hardware support, which is kind of the easy. So it's gonna make adding the more support on the full CPU slot. So currently, the maximum slot we support, Windows support, is only two CPU slots. So now we expand this in the full CPU slot. And also that we expand the memory support in the 6 terabyte. Currently, the maximum support the memory is a 2 terabyte. It's now 6. It's so big. So this is based on the answer for our customer. Actually, that they want to use more memory, more CPU slot, which for their computer intensive workload. So hardware dependencies, obviously, you can use up to 4 CPU and then 6 terabyte memory. And then how to test, you can check the event viewer and the task manager. And then there's one consideration here at the setup process. There's some warning to say, oh, that's memory is too big. So this is only the cleaning source scenario. So you don't need to, from OEM perspective, you don't need to worry about. But this is kind of the one of the notification you will see, user will see. So if you have any question or if you find any issue, we want to learn from more. But this is just warning. And then actually there's one more stuff, which is not on the OS itself, but actually we have the store page, which allow user to upgrade to Windows 10 Pro for workstations. If user using the Windows 10 Home, Windows 10 Pro system, using a whole create update, so they can access this page and then they can upgrade to Windows 10 Pro for workstations. So if a user has a 6 terabyte memory, then on the home system they cannot use. But if once they upgrade the Windows 10 Pro workstation, they can use. But I know that 6 terabyte memory is so expensive, so I'm not sure that how many real home users are actually using the 6 terabyte memory, but they can do. And also, though, sometimes I have a good question about how the performance is improved. And then actually, I have a link. Some link is kind of working with the third-party IGV. Microsoft working with third-party IGV to evaluate the performance. Some of them is just more kind of in general, the industrial, the data point, which for the SMB direct and the passing memory. So if your customer has a question about how how much benefit using this kind of the hardware component, you'll be able to check this type of the information. So I want to jump into how part. So how you can create this workstation device. Actually, there's a system requirement. If you have Intel Xeon system or AMD Optane system, you need to use workstation SKU from Fall Creators Update. You need to use. For future, we might add more kind of the processor. The list of processor will be, we will add some other processor, but the Fall Creator Update, you need to use workstation SKU if you have the Intel Xeon or AMD Optane system. If you want, you can pre-install this workstation SKUs, workstations SKU to your Core i7 or Core i5, Core i7, i3 system if you want. So that's optional. But if you have the Xeon and AMD Optane system, it's the requirement for you to use the workstation SKU. And then Windows 10 Pro for Workstation is a virtual SKU, which means actually using the Windows 10 Pro build. So using the same Windows 10 Pro build, and that these workstations features will be enabled by product key. So that is why manufacturing step is, it looks like same as Windows 10 Pro system, but the only difference here is I put the workstations key in the BIOS. Then this will be transport at the UBI, and then this will be going to the Windows 10 Pro for workstations. But this two-step is almost the same as Pro. Only difference is you need to put the workstation key in the BIOS. And then for the repair scenario, so we encourage you to manage a Pro RS3 Pro workstation image. That includes the Pro workstation default key in the image. So for the manufacturing scenario, you can do the Pro OEM default key for the manufacturing scenario. But if you have the scenario like, so user need to have a motherboard replacement, so we encourage you to prepare this Pro workstation default key in the image, and this will allow the user to boot directly to workstation without replacing the motherboard. And again, Enterprise has every feature which workstation has. So for example, 6 TB memory support is already on the Enterprise SKU from Fall Creators Update. So that's a resource reference, which actually you can click after this session, you'll be able to have this slide, and then you'll be able to click the link. And then basically the first one is a blog post, which we announced the Windows 10 Pro workstation. And the next one is REFS, TechNet document, and the MSDN document. Usually the TechNet is more kind of IT professional, and MSDN is more kind of HP and OEM professional who actually creating the device. And then we have a SME Direct, the reference, and then also that we have the feature comparison comparing the Windows 10 edition Pro versus the Enterprise edition, so you'll be able to see. And then now we are working to create the workstation page, which will give you some more information about what is a workstation. But basically, today's information is for you to create the device and then to show you what is the benefit for this new SKU. Today, I cover two new SKU. One is a Windows 10 S, and the other is a Windows 10 Pro for workstations. So today, I explain, and then I hope it makes sense for you, and then I hope that you will be able to start to create your device or create your component for these new SKUs. But to direct customer, it's not just enough to just I explain to you, right? So if I just explain what Microsoft is doing here. But we need your support. So this is more how we can collaborate together to delight customer. So I understand the power of Windows is ecosystem. So ecosystem means you. So we should work together. We should work collaboratively, and then make sure that they like the customer. We should have more kind of capability. And then Robert explained modern workspace. So we should have together. We should work together to create a new experience for delight customer. And then I love this WinHack because I have a chance to talk with you, and then we can have more conversation with you. So that is why I love this WinHack event. I hope I can come back next time, but I don't know that Paul will ask me to come here. I don't know. But anyway, so I love this. So today's this style is only for one way. So I cannot have the question from here, but I will be around. So if you have any question, please catch me, and then I'm happy to get your concern, feedback, any issues, any problem. So I want to work with you to address these concerns and issues with you. So that's my session. So thank you for joining. So I want to give you back to 2 minutes here. Thank you.